McPhee was talking.
Thank you, Lord have mercy.
Okay, would you repeat that, please, what you just
chimney
said?
Chimney sweepers used to get in the chimneys and build nests in the summer after we quit having farm. And they would sling them a nest up in there somewhere. I never did know how, and raise living. And they would just cheat and churn and flitter and throw down stuff, you know, just keep your fireplace and house a mess. Fluttering up there and laying in that nest in your fireplace. Just be full of soot, you know. But way that fire where they'd hatch and leave.
You mentioned cleaning lamp chimneys. Would you explain that?
Okay.
How do you clean those out?
Take something like a rag about big as a ordinary handkerchief and just wipe the smut out of it.
Yeah, sure. Man, too. You could put water.
One of my neighbors had told me something made me laugh because he'd come it. He was a song leader at the church, and in the window went the chimney to the
lamp
got full of soot and stuff. And he went to wipe it out and make it shine better. He did so, and he lost it and got his handkerchief. Wiped it out good. And had just right like the wash his face and went back to standing there in that church. Everybody had a big laugh. Oh, that old clown up there singing.
Just forgot himself.
Oh, not sure, but that's part of it.
What did you keep, again, this is something we've talked about, but outside. Would you explain that the way you used to get water, what you put water in? And
a water bucket, a well, yeah, water.
Would you describe that? I took a picture of yesterday.
What is a well? I mean, what is a well?
Yeah, well, and especially what that bucket looks like out there that I took a picture of.
A long bucket. Well, folks never see a bucket, I don't know hardly how to tell them, but it's something like a bucket about 3.5 or 4 feet long, and big as a 6 inch across the top, I guess. It would hold a 10 quart of water, I would say, and let it down in a well, and draw it up with a rope and a tickle us over the well there, and then bring it to the house and use it all day or till it's all gone, go back and get another bucket full.
There's a flap in the bottom.
There's a flap, and I don't know how that holds the water. As it goes down, that comes up, let the water in, then it presses the water down. As it comes up, that flop down and makes it airtight. It don't let no water out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you showed me some other things out there that you used to keep water in.
A big wash pot or kettle.
Yes, and made out of wood. What kind of wood was that?
Wooden cedar water bucket.
The cedar bucket.
You know, you gotta describe that bucket. Yeah. How big is that now? That's a new one.
It hadn't been for that. Like winter when that ice storm come, we wouldn't have a drop of water. We went back there with a bowl of veil and had candy brush.
You see, this has a thing in the bottom of it.
I see. That pulls that up.
We get ready to pull the water out, then what do you do? You got to spin it this way off. Or else you fold your bucket up high, over the other bucket,
pull that up.
And hit that end.
So then you got to hold it up.
And then pull it out the bottom. But some don't have that at the bottom, and you have to turn it this way to pull it out.
In either case, take a lot of muscle.
That's right. Well, we
hold it up.
Then when the earth gets all full of water and a freeze and another freeze and a rope and the well all freezes over at the top, then how you do? That rope's full.
I see.
We have a job